For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Tyler, thanks for the email. All right, what's going on with you and Lisa?
I'm just struggling here. I feel like I've been trying to get Lisa's attention forever, and it's worked sometimes, but then again, it's not like all the way working, and clearly, but now it's just sort of weird. Like, I don't know what I did. I'm hoping for an assist.
All right. Well, what are you looking for from us here?
Well, I'm hoping this is going to help me cut through in a way. I've been trying everything I can think of, but I'm tapped out. I got nothing, and I'm thinking except maybe this might just get it done.
Got it. So this is you trying to get her to notice you then?
No, it's not like that.
No?
I know the feeling was mutual, okay? Like we had some pretty good energy going between us. It's just kind of complicated because, for one, we work together, and that's always a little difficult to navigate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. That can be a real nightmare. So when you say you work together, is there, like, a reason in particular this would be a problem? Like,
right.
Are you her boss, or is she your boss?
Is it some kind of, like, company policy?
Yeah, is it strictly for Bowden?
Yeah. No, okay, thank God. No, nothing like that. It's just, like, an office. You know, lots of cubicles, nothing special. But hers is behind mine, so that's how we met. Yeah, I mean, it's not an exciting place to work or anything, so having someone to talk to, like, that was cool. That was really cool.
Really cool. So, okay, like general office chat or gossip? Like, what were y'all up to?
Maybe sometimes. I mean, we talk about work on occasion, but there's not much to really talk about. You see, we do data entry.
Such a crying endorsement of this job.
We just stare at screens all day. You know, I'm not really knocking what I do. I'm just saying it's not sexy, okay?
Right.
Yeah, it's not exactly my life's passion or anything. I do get paid really, really well for that. And I'm trying to buy a house.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I probably would have lost my mind by now if it weren't for Lisa. Like, we talk about all sorts of stuff. Turns out we actually have a lot in common and just kind of connected on stuff.
So okay. if you've got a good thing going here, what makes you think you have anything you need to, you know, cut through?
Yeah.
It sounds like you got it handled.
It does. I don't know if you really need us for this, man.
We've actually been out on a couple dates. Okay. I know I said that in the email. Things were going great there, but she's got a lot of stuff going on outside of that. She's really into working for a few charities in town. One, I think, is an animal-based shelter, I think.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Yeah, and I know they've got a big fundraiser coming up, and that's taken a bunch of her time. So that's where I'm kind of stuck. I think she is just legitimately busy, and once that wraps and things will get back to normal, right?
Yeah, I'd say let it play out, but I guess you're looking to force the issue?
You don't want to do that.
I mean, I wasn't thinking about it like that, but yeah.
Okay.
It would at least let me know that we're still good, you know, and I didn't make it weird or screw it up or something.
Well, let's find out. All right, we'll call Lisa. We'll see what she has to say. It's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Tyler and Lisa, they work together at the world's most boring office.
A soulless, extraordinarily profitable job.
Yeah, it pays really well, but it sounds boring as hell. Luckily, he met Lisa. They really hit it off. And she's kind of saved him through that. They went out on a few dates. Everything was going great. But turns out Lisa's very busy with a charity fundraiser, gala, something or other, that she's helping to plan. And now he wants us to reach out to make sure that's why she's kind of fallen off.
Right.
And not something that he has done.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a delicate situation, but we'll tread carefully. I think we've got her on the line. Hey, is this Lisa?
Yeah, this is.
Lisa, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
Hi. Oh, what's going on? Oh, my God. Did I win George Strait tickets?
Lisa, I don't actually have an answer to that. It's possible.
Yes.
But that's not why we're calling right now. Okay.
Okay.
You did win something, though, if it's any consolation. It's just this is a date night package that you pick and we pay for. Someone else actually entered you to win this prize?
Yeah. Okay. This is that thing you do. I what's the deal? I have to go out with the person or something, the guy that entered me,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is that thing we do.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes referred to as a second date update, Lisa. And it sounds like, you're familiar enough because that's the deal. In this case, it's Tyler that will be expecting you to see again.
God. I should have guessed. Yeah. I know. I do. I know Tyler.
And how would you feel about going on another date with Tyler?
I don't know. I'm a little uncomfortable with the idea of it all.
Is that okay? You mean like dating a guy you work with? Is that what we're worried about here?
Okay. Oh man.
Oh my God. Is that Tyler? Is that how this actually works?
Yes.
Super familiar with this concept, but yes, that is Tyler. He's on the phone with us. Tyler, what were you expecting your reaction to be?
You know, I have to tell you, I'm sorry, but I'm wondering that myself. I mean, this isn't like a big deal or anything, but Tyler's not exactly, he's not exactly the most supportive guy I've ever dated.
Really?
I'm super supportive. I'm basically like I'm a trading bra. How am I not supportive?
Tyler.
You're the only one in the office who hasn't donated to my drive. I mean, even an accounting dip. Oh, my God. Can you please?
Yeah. Got you covered, fam. okay.
Lisa, he did say you were planning an event for a charity. Is that what we're talking about? Because that's super cool.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I just love giving back and being involved. And honestly, I really thought that Tyler was like that, too. So it was just kind of shocking when he ignored all my emails. And then he actually turned me down in person. I thought he'd give something. It didn't have to be a lot. And it's for a really great cause.
Can we ask what the cause is? I mean, we'd love to give him a shout out, help you out with your goal.
Oh, thank you. That's super, super nice. But I don't think they want to be associated with, this.
Okay, fair enough. Tyler, so you hate dogs? That's got to be it.
Basically, yeah.
Right?
That's what's going on.
No, I'm glad you get how ridiculous this is. I absolutely agree. It is a great cause. And I don't have the money to do something like that right now.
Okay, just stop it. Stop it. We have the same job, and you've been there even longer. I can pretty much guess how much money you make, okay? That's not an excuse.
What about that? I told you why. I'm trying to save money for a down payment. I've got a few other financial commitments, and I'm stretched kind of thin. I'm having to budget where I can't. I just don't have the extra money to spend on some other person's charity thing. I mean, I wish I could.
Okay.
That's not true. You could cut down on those energy drinks that you like to drink, or maybe bring a sandwich every once in a while. I mean,
come on.
There are ways to cut back and still show that you care. I mean, I'm giving so much time to this, and it means a lot to me. It benefits animals, and honestly, I mean, it's a little that you wouldn't contribute to the cause. They're not going to tell you this, but everyone else in the office thinks that it's pretty to.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, what do you mean everyone else?
I mean, it's obviously going to come up that you were like the only person that didn't buy tickets or place a bid on anything.
Wait.
Yeah, okay, that'd be because you told them. I mean, how else would that even come up?
I'm sorry. I mean, they just all thought it was really weird. Like, it was a big red flag.
Because I'm trying to be smart about my finances.
If you like someone, like really and truly like someone, then you would support the things they believe in. It's not like I'm asking you to foster like 12 pit bulls or anything. I'm just saying, give a little bit of money to this charity that I have like poured my heart and soul over for the last couple months. Mm. I mean, I just think it says a lot about the kind of person you are. Honestly, I just can't be with someone who's so self-centered.
Okay, well, maybe instead of trying to assassinate my character, why don't you just take your own advice? If you really like me, you'd respect my financial decisions and not gossip about me with the people you don't even like. Like, what's that about?
Sorry, I find this lack of generosity pretty appalling. And if you're embarrassed by your actions, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, guys, hey, we're sorry this didn't work out, but thank you for your time today.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.